Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week. We're just two old guys, just talk about old games.
We just keep it, hunt it, that's all.
Yeah. Other shit Monday, do whatever the fuck we want. Mm-hmm. It's our, normally it'd be like, play games we're interested in, but now it's more like, well, let's play more advert games because it's funny to talk about, but they're not really fun games to play for the most part. So this week...
They can't all be California Raisins.
That's true. Or Yo Noida, I actually thought was okay. So this game, which I do think is the crowning shit gem in the shit crown...
Oh, hold on.
Of advert games.
Hold on.
Thus far.
This can't be the worst one.
Of the advert... I don't know, I think it's pretty... That's the worst one. So straight off the advert game pile.
Yeah.
Chester Cheetah, Too Cool to Fool.
Yeah.
But before we break that down too much, what you know,
I feel like
something?
We already have.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder, like, okay, so what advert games have we done? We've done Yo Noid.
Yo Noid. Yo Noid.
We've done California Raisins.
MC Kids.
Okay. MC Kids.
California Raisins.
So we've only done this three so far?
Yeah, this is the fourth one.
Okay. You're right. This might be the worst out of those.
Out of those four.
So far. The worst one. I don't know. California Raisins is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. But it wasn't... I mean, to be fair, yeah. Capcom didn't release it.
Yeah.
So... That being said, that unfinished turd might have been better than this fully fleshed out turd.
Quality control did not let that one go.
But first, I'm your beard host, Tyler, and last week I told a story about my thoughts while I was running last week.
Right.
And I told you part of that story that I left out, and you were like, you need to tell that.
Yeah,
you need to tell that.
You do need to tell this.
I think in my workout routine, I've been adding, because normally I've been doing Les Mills Pump, which is a barbell lifting routine. It's endurance training, like you have the barbell for an you know, at the point I'm at the end of the routine, you're doing like an hour long session with a barbell and like
and then you do
five
those.
Or six different, you know, like you do squats and then bench press, biceps, triceps, lunges, shoulders, abs.
And then you do the Les Paul pump where you like do bench press with an electric guitar.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
And then I was doing Les Mills Combat, which is punching, kicking, jumping around for cardio. But that was starting to get...
expensive from hiring somebody to let me just beat
the shit out of them. Well, I got on Craigslist and people were paying me for it. So it was fun. I was making money. But I got to the point, like, that was fun and it got me in... It built my endurance a lot more than I expected because once I got the Fitbit, then I wanted to get my steps and my floors and stuff like that. And Fish Lips J is light years ahead of me in the Fitbit world. He's got because you can earn badges, which are basically trophies for milestones in your fitness. And he's got some shit like I don't know how I'm ever gonna get the shit he has. Like
what?
One, there's a badge for like going up and down floors, so it measures how many floors you go up and down, like stairs. And I don't really have anywhere around it. I'm gonna climb a lot of stairs.
Paducah's a very flat town.
Yeah. we're very wheelchair friendly here.
Would you say, like, I don't know, the tallest building here is probably 8 stories?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's fair. And, yeah, the Irving Cobb, I guess, is probably the tallest building in town.
Yeah, and that's probably 8.
I've been to the top of that, and it's not, like, crazy. It's like, I would kill myself jumping off of this, but, like I'd suffer first. It wouldn't be like,
you're not right dead.
Yeah, you're not dead immediately.
And I, maybe the condos are taller than that, but fuck them.
And like, so the the path that I run every day, because I wanted to add in running. So I've been subbing out that punching and kicking routine with running, because I burn more calories. It pushes me more, and I get more Fitbit stuff. So, but I run up 1 mile. Every lap I run is a mile, and this is what I have measured out. But I get 5 floors out of it from the hills and stuff.
Oh, so it just measures just incline?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't actually have to be steps. It's just an whatever incline.
Yeah, you can't do like a stair machine because it's like the barometer, like the pressure of moving like up and down is what it judges you to be going by on floors.
Okay.
So I get 5 out of that. So in order for me to, because I've got my 10 floor badge and my 25 floor badge. The next one is 50.
So wait, this is 50 like
50 floors in a day.
All time. Oh, in a day.
In a day.
Okay.
There are other badges for lifetime miles and lifetime floors.
Okay.
So like I have lifetime, the Penguin March lifetime miles. And it's like that, since I have the Fitbit, I've run 70 miles since I've got it. So it measures stuff like that and eventually goes up to like thousands and thousands of miles to say like you would, if you would just run straight, you would be across the world at this point and shit like that.
You know what would be cool is if Fitbit had something like, you're wearing one of those things and you pass someone else wearing those things, like if it just flashed a little like information where it's like they got to see like your highest, your best,
you
badge
have a challenger
or something like that.
Like I just synced it with Facebook and it tells people who are on Facebook are also on Fitbit, and I can just friend people on that.
Gotcha.
But like I guess because we know Fish Lips J works in like a book bindery,
in a bindery of a print shop, I think.
So I guess like he's gonna have a lot of floors or something like that. Like Jay has like 100 floors in a day, like, I mean, crazy shit. And his steps and his miles are just insane. I don't know what he does, but it's fucking crazy.
Maybe he's like mountain climbing one day or something. Like.
Yeah. But it's like, it's impressive. So I want to try to get closer to Fish Lips J. So, like, okay. I think Mondays are going to be my just straight up running days. Okay. So, like, I did 8 miles to get my steps. Passed my like a 20,000 steps and my badge to get like 25. My next one is 50. So I'm going to have to run Monday. I think so tomorrow, the day this drops, I'm going to try to run 10 miles and just see if I can do that on every Monday will be me chase the day where Tyler chases Fish Lips J's Fitbit antics.
Does the 8 mile badge just look like a bowl of mom's spaghetti?
it's all named after different like tennis shoes and altitudes. I think all the steps are tennis shoes and all the steps are how many steps a certain building has. The 50 floors is your lighthouse badge because there are 50 floors in a lighthouse.
I feel like they're missing out a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I tell you what. Fitbit people, if you're listening and you need someone to like write copy for these badges or come up with better badges than a lighthouse, I tell you what, go ahead and fire the secretary who wrote all those for you. And Tyler and I will come up with much. We've been given achievements for games that don't deserve them. So
we give plenty of awful bullshit Fitbit achievements. But the other day when I was running, I ran past because, man, my neighborhood is full of people who just have aggressive dogs. No fencing, no leashes, just dogs. Just
it's like the end times here.
Yeah. So I've learned like houses I can go by, like where the dogs will come after me or where the dogs will just bark or who doesn't have dogs.
Same in my neighborhood, if it makes you feel any better.
So, yeah, like Nicole and I, when we were running, like we know there's one, the logical turn you would take on my road. Like, don't. Like, that one dog jumped the fence to come. Like, they did have a fence, and this fucking huge boxer, like, jumps the fence to come after us. Like, just don't even go down that way. So it's luck that the path I just happened to run also just happens to be a mile. But I'm down on this downward slope where all these trees are, and I pass them all the time. It seems like there are different people every time riding these two golf carts all around the neighborhood. And sometimes it's old people, sometimes it's kids. I don't know.
So that's popular in your neighborhood too, huh?
Yeah.
My neighbor across the street has one. And it's like at any given time, just like people I have never seen before are riding this thing. Yeah.
So I'm running down and I see just this really young kid just going nuts on this golf cart, and he passes by me really quickly. I don't think anything about it. Like, I finish this lap, I go back, I finish another lap. I finish like at least two more miles before I get back running down this way again, and I'm coming back up, and I just happen to like roll a 20 in my perception, and I spot a phone on the side of the road. So I go over, I grab it. It's an iPhone 6 with an OtterBox. I mean, so somebody cares about their phone. It's a nice phone. It's at 1% battery. I open it up because I'm going to try to like, well, I'll find mom or dad, wherever the contacts are, and I'll let the people know.
Why is my mom and dad's phone number in here?
it's locked, so I can't get in. I don't really know what to do.
Right.
But you still get your alerts even though your phone is locked. So I see tons of people liking. I assume it's the kid on the golf cart. I assume it slipped out of his pocket when he's driving wildly all around the neighborhood. But I see everyone's liking his Instagram pictures. So I'm thinking, like, I guess if I get his phone back to him, I'll have to, like, see all these people that are following him on Instagram and see who they all have in common that they've liked recently. I don't know. That sounds like a shit ton of work, though. All right, well, if it dies, I can't do anything. So I guess if it dies, I'll just keep it. I don't know. So they have until the battery dies for somebody to call me, or I guess I'll keep it. I don't know what else to do with it.
Right.
So, but after I get home, I'm taking a shit, and that's when the phone rings. And it says mom at first. So I was like, okay, well, I don't want to just answer random calls that he has. So I see mom, I answer it. So I just, hello? hangs up.
What?
Yeah. Like 30 seconds later, mom again. Hello? Hangs up. Oh. This happens like three or four more times before finally I'm like,
do you want your phone back?
It's like,
not?
Hello, I'm looking for the owner of this phone so I can return it. You have my phone? Yes, I found a phone in the grass when I was out jogging today. Okay, so you have it? Uh-huh. Is it broken? Nope, it looks perfect. Are you going to give it back? Yeah. I probably would have measured the phone.
Hold on, let me flush.
And then it's like a long pause. Like, I'll meet you somewhere to give you your phone back. And then finally the kid's mom gets on the phone. It's talking to me, thanking me, you know, blah, blah. It's like, meet me at Southern Pride, which is a truck stop right on the road, and
right.
I'll give you your phone back.
The prime location to get zebra cakes.
Yeah. Throw open your car and get zebra cakes. So I go over there, and then I get numbers from people's names, but I don't answer them. I don't want to answer his calls.
Oh, people are calling you.
Yeah. Okay. Until finally I see dad come up. I'm like, okay, and I answer the phone. Well, hello, is this the young gentleman who has found my son's phone? I thought it was a daughter who answered the phone, but yes, I found your son's phone. Oh, that's fantastic. I was out, and he tells me everything he's done in his day.
Sir, we have 1% battery left.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I was just out earlier, you know, hanging up fence posts and blah, 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 and I'm just like walking around the gas station. Just like people are looking, like, I don't know. It must have been like aggressive douchebag day in the gas station because like, I'm walking around without any real purpose talking on the phone, and like all these people come in, like wife beaters and tap out t-shirts, and they like walk in and they see me just kind of walking in, and I look at them when they come in and they stop and like look at me. Like, I guess they're like, oh, this motherfucker wants to fight. And like they're walking around, like looking at the combos, like coming up looking at me, and they go up and they grab an energy drink, looking at me again, kind of angry. Like, this happens like three or four people in the gas station while I'm waiting for these people and while the dad's telling me about his day.
They knew you were a zebra cake lover.
Yeah.
I think they were
the ho-ho's right. Crew.
Ho-ho's and combos faction does not mix with the zebra cakes. And moon pies.
And he's like, well, my daughter and my son are headed down there to get the phone. He tells me what kind of car they're in, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, great. I get off the phone with them, and I said there were probably like 10 more minutes in the gas station. Like,
at any time did he say we're on the way or something like that?
No, he just said they're on the way.
Oh, okay.
So like, I guess they're not going to come in the gas station. So yeah. I go to the parking lot. They're not there. I get in my car, and I drive to basically the kiss and ride part of Southern Pride, where people can just park and leave their car there and, you know, carpool or whatever.
Did you say kiss and ride?
It's called a kiss and ride.
Kiss,
yeah.
Like kiss and ride? Yep. Or okay, not so not like the kissing ride.
Right, kiss and ride. Yep.
I mean, it still doesn't make any sense to me. Okay.
I think it's a very old-fashioned moniker for just a place to leave your car.
Okay. All right. Ah, the abandoned lot.
Yeah, basically. And then, like, I pull up beside them. I recognize the kid in the passenger seat as the kid from the golf cart. So we all get out of the car, and the girl who's driving the car rounds around the corner, and she stops, and she just, Tyler? And I look at her like, I have a good memory. I'm good with, primarily, I could, pretty good with names. I'm very good with faces.
Sure, yes.
Dude, I don't know who the fuck this girl is. I do not know. And she's like, Tyler Hall, it's small world. And I just nod at her. Yep. It's like, you're Ryan's brother, right? Yeah, you nailed me. It's me. And she tells me her name and who her parents are. And I went to church with her, apparently. But she was like...
So like you put this together, or did she tell you?
I put it together. Okay. Because, like, I was like, well, I guess she looks like maybe sort of like a little girl that I went to church with like 20 years ago. And then, so she's like, but the thing is, like, I remember her face as like being a little girl, but like the girl now is built like a fucking porn star. Like, I didn't want to, like, here, kid, here's your phone. I'm going to ogle your sister whose age is yet to be determined.
Hey, that's an expensive piece of equipment that you're handing back. I feel like you're allowed, like, a glance or two.
But he was like, it was like this kid just came off the train from Mayberry. Because, like, he has, like, flannel and overalls. And he was just like, yeah, mister, I was just praying. It wasn't cracked. I was praying. I was
like, how old was he?
It's fine. 12, maybe. Yeah. Maybe younger, I don't know. And
with an iPhone 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm trying not to, I mean, the girl is like the definition of, she would fit in perfect in the Busty Petite subreddit.
No, I thought you were going to say the definition of jailbait.
I mean, since she knows Ryan, I assume she's probably close to his age. She might not look like it.
Which is much younger than Nicole.
So much younger. So much. So young they can't be friends on Facebook. Nicole refuses. Ryan is too youthful. Downright pedophilic if you were to friend him on Facebook. But then, like she goes, like, she thanks me for that. Like, she makes a motion like she should hug me.
Hmm.
But I'm like, nope. Nope. Nope, I just nod and slide like awkwardly, like I, Wind Waker sidling style, just like slide back into my car.
Why? You didn't want the hug?
I just feel too weird about it.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was like,
you didn't want to hug this?
Maybe girl I haven't seen since she was like running around the church in diapers, who is now like 100 pounds on a double D and just kind of feel awkward. So no, I just talked to your dad who was telling me about hanging up
fence posts. Hey, like, look.
So. He's probably aggressive, so thanks, Alzia. And then I guess she must live really close to me because she was riding my ass all the way home. So I don't know if she just wanted to know where I lived or she just lives really close by. Then I asked my brother, like, do you remember this girl? And he's just like, LOL, yeah. I was like, she is built like a porn star. He was like, yeah, she's a good girl, though. Her sister, though, that's the slut. I was like, okay, all right.
So when can we get them on the show?
Anytime. I looked her up on Facebook and like, it's definitely who I thought she was. I looked her up on Facebook, yeah. So that's all I got.
I still think you should have hugged her. I still think you should have hugged her.
I was wearing the pants I'm wearing now. So
describe those pants, please.
These are my... Because basically, how I roll every day is I change clothes to work out, but if I'm just sitting around the house, I basically wear the same pair of clothes until they are just too dirty to continue wearing, and then I'll wash them and put on a new set of clothes, and then just wear that until they're too dirty to wash, and then just flip-flop. So Dave has probably seen me wearing this exact same outfit for like the past month.
Yeah, I was trying to think if I was going to be like all snide and be like longer than that. But I mean, it probably has been a month.
Because before this, it was a gray shirt with these same pants. Because I enjoy these. These are my favorite pants to sit around in.
These are my sitting pants.
They're way too long for me. Way too long. I'm 5'9", and they're for a man of at least like 6'2", 6'3". They're frayed at the bottom because I've worn them outside and like walked through Walmart. So
maybe
like,
everyone was looking at you at the gas station like, what's this fucking hobo do with an iPhone 6?
And they're also the pants that I wore whenever I shit myself at the Ready Care waiting room.
I like.
Thank God, like diarrhea comes right out of pants. Comes right out of mesh pants.
What's up, internet? I'm Dave. I am your bespectacled host, and I could not wait to tell you this story. I've been waiting several days.
Oh man,
several days to tell this story. You're going to learn a few things about me today. I want to go ahead and like, just get that right out there.
Meg is in the Dominican Republic right now. I sent her the info and the picture, and
you did?
She was very, very amused.
All right, so you're going to learn a few things about me. First thing you're going to learn about me, you already know that I browse Reddit for porn. You know that that's like, that is the place I go for fresh jerking material.
Jim Norton thinks you should take it down a notch. That's
Jim Norton called the show. He said, hey, first of all, I've never heard of you fuckers. Secondly, you're going crazy. So I'm on Reddit pretty much like every day looking for porn, and I do like all the normal stuff. I hit up Gone Wild. I hit up Busty Petite. I hit up pretty much all the normal stuff. NSFW videos, Homemade XXX.
Extras with three X's.
Yes. Thank you, Sean Miller. Hashtag more Miller. Okay, so everyone pretty much knows that already. But here's what you might not know. I always want to find somebody I know. Like that is, I feel like that is winning the motherfucking Gone Wild lotto. Mm-hmm. Is like to like click on a link and be like, holy shit, I know her. Mm-hmm. Holy shit, that's amazing. Like, because that's never going to happen. That's never going to happen. I've been on Reddit doing this for 3 years, and I feel like I've gotten close, like, one time where it's like, that could be this person that I'm thinking of, but probably not. I found somebody on Reddit that I know. I found somebody. And it is me. I found myself in a photograph, an NSFW photograph on Reddit. And let me describe the photograph for you. I'm going to post it in the show notes. You better fucking believe it. So if you have never gone to the show notes, you need to go to the show notes for this.
Because I hope to see a big spike in our web traffic to our website today.
I'd say you could probably do it at work, maybe. I'll describe
the photograph. Turn your Wi-Fi off. Look at it on your phone. It won't take much data.
I'll describe the photograph to you so you can decide. Okay. Background. Yellow room. Ornate. I would describe it as ornate.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Are you going to say what the room is at some point, or are you just going to describe it?
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there maybe. Okay. So yellow room. Banquet tables with wine glasses on them. A woman wearing a black dress, kind of sticking her belly out, and her dress has some mysterious, what looks like maybe it could be a facial cleanser on her dress. Then in the background, there is a dude with glasses holding a Diet Coke, looking in a completely different direction. That's me. So I clicked on, I was so surprised when I opened it because the link was called After a Trip to the Restroom and a subreddit called Come on Clothes. So that's the next thing that you learned about me today is that I subscribed to a subreddit called Come on, clothes.
Yeah, because you sent me this image, and you just kept saying NSFW subreddit. Yeah. I was like, you gonna tell me what this is? And like you, didn't want to tell me, but.
Well, I mean, eventually. I feel like you're exaggerating the truth a little bit. It's not like I was hiding it from my daddy or anything.
Well, this was not something on your sexual map that you were totally ready to reveal to me as of yet, maybe.
I don't like to reveal anything on my map to you sexually because I never know when it's going to come up. But the come on clothes subreddit is a subreddit mm-hmm. where people... will come on clothes that someone else is wearing and then take a photograph of it and then post it on the internet for everybody to see.
I don't think that's like bad at all. I think that's totally kosher. That's totally like
it's in the Jewish faith.
Yeah.
So never in my life did I expect to find me on an NSFW subreddit. I immediately sent you the link, Tyler, to verify. Like, please tell me I'm not crazy. Like, this is me, right?
And I just looked at the girl for a long time, and I was like, what is she showing off? And then it takes me a while. Like, I'm running while I'm doing this, so I have my phone up in front of me while I'm running down the road, just like, all right, man, she's pretty hot. What is she? Oh, shit. And I pinch and zoom. Yeah, that's Dave in the background right behind her.
I sent Nikki a text and I said, hey, I just found myself on an NSFW subreddit. This is not a drill. She freaked out a little bit.
Yeah.
She freaked out a little bit. And when she got home and I showed her, she laughed. And I said, do you really think like if I found myself and some kind of compromising situation on Reddit that I would fucking bring it up like that?
Yeah. It was like, you probably, there was a mess to be like, you know what, we need to quit Reddit. Yeah. We're strictly a Pinterest family now.
So I think I'm trying to pinpoint where this was because I don't know. And I haven't like checked for geotagging or anything like that. But I think that this was in the governor's mansion in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Because
you were wearing your tux. So I was like, well, is this the governor's ball we went to with Miller?
I don't think it was that. And I don't think it's my tux. I think it's just a black jacket. But it is the company that I work for in Lexington. I did this. We made over the lieutenant governor's mansion in Frankfurt. And so because of this, we were going to Frankfurt a lot and dealing with the governor and mainly the First Lady of Kentucky. And when everything was finished and unveiled, there was like a ceremony. And I'm pretty sure that this is where this happened because I have never been in house like that ever before, unless maybe this was when I was sleepwalking through the fanciest orgy in the land.
Because it was a eyes wide shut kind of house.
But man, I still like I've been looking at that photo at least once a day since I found it, just laughing because it's hilarious to me that like this is going on, and then like I'm just like. I'm just holding the Diet Coke. Like everyone else around is like holding wine and like they look like they belong there.
Yeah, unbeknownst to you, 10 feet away, yeah, some dude was jerking off on his girl under the table.
Unbeknownst to me, 10 feet away, some shit I was definitely more into than the thing I was there for was happening. Meanwhile, I'm just standing there in the background like an idiot holding a Diet Coke. Like, the woman with the cum on her dress looks like she belongs here more than that guy in the background holding the Diet Coke.
Did you comment on the thread?
Okay, that's what I really wanted to ask here. I feel like I want to comment on the thread, but I don't know if I should. I don't know if I should comment because my thing is I don't want to ruin their good time, but you know, I don't want to ruin that couple's thing mm-hmm. because that I feel like that's a shitty thing to do. But at the same time, I do kind of want to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if I should comment or not. I don't know.
You should you should come on your iPad, come on the iPad of the picture of that, and then repost that. Say from the guy in the background.
Finally, a photograph of myself I could jerk it to. Thank you.
Man, yeah.
So I'm curious if anyone listening has had experience with this before and knows how I should respond. Should I comment? Should I not comment? Let me know, because I really do want to comment. And I'm going through, it's been 3 days. So like the longer I wait, the less impactful it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking
they'll get that alert message though, that somebody commented yeah. on their well, post.
I'm worried as soon as I do, it's going to vanish.
Probably will.
And I don't want to do that, because it's like, I do think, like, I want them to keep doing the thing that they're doing.
Did you look at their history? Like, are their faces in anything?
I did look at their history. There's not much out there. Mm. So I don't know if this was like, which made me kind of believe that, okay, they really don't want people to, like, know what this was that they did this thing at.
Well, they're like, you probably don't want to say their username.
I don't.
But their username makes it seem like they're not too
young.
That they don't care. Their username is kind of telling a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, they're proud of where they did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, I think they're definitely proud of where they did it. But what I'm concerned about is, like, I don't want to get somebody fired from the government job.
Yeah, because then.
But whatever, I'm going to post a photo in the show notes. I mean, that is for real happening.
Yeah. I mean, you're in it.
Right, exactly. Does anyone want an 8x10 glossy?
You can send that picture to the patent office and trademark your own image.
That's going to be my promotional photo, like if I need one ever in the future. That's going to be my Tadpog promotional photo. Like in years from now, of course, when we're famous for doing this, mm-hmm. 30 years from now, mm-hmm. and we've had a really big rift from our creative differences in the show. When I'm
you wouldn't have come on more clothes, and I was like, no one can see that, Dave.
Well, we can't.
You don't stop me.
We can't afford all these clothes. What are you doing?
I only change clothes once a month, Dave.
So when I'm signing photos at the con, that's what I'm signing. Love dude with Diet Coke. That's what I wanted to comment. I wanted to comment, I'm the dude in the background with a Diet Coke, AMA. But I had a feeling that would immediately cause the photograph to come down. So yeah, check the show notes, people. I'm super excited about it. Hey, you want to know what I look like? I mean, go there. I'm kind of like a blurry dude, but it's me.
If you ever wanted to see me beside some cum?
Yeah. Adjacent to. Yeah. Nikki had a hard time with it because, like, I think she didn't want to believe it was me. Because, like, she looked at it. I gave her my iPad. I was like, click this link. She clicked on it. And then, like, it was great because I just got to watch her face. I get to watch her face and then, like, wait for the moment when she sees me. Oh, there it is. And then she like looked up at me and then made this real, I've never seen this smile before. And then she looked back down and I was like, do you know who that is? And she was like, you? Yeah.
I knew immediately it was you. Yeah, it could be nobody else. That is totally you. Because Meg is in the Dominican Republic and she was asking me to send her pictures of Kenna. And I'll send her.
So I sent her this.
I kept sending her pictures of Kenna. Yeah. And then I'm looking, because of course I saved the picture immediately.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's that picture and then like six pictures of my daughter. So I'm sending her all those. And then I get to that one. I'm like, oh, hey, Dave sent me this that he found on an NSFW subreddit. And so then I send that with the picture. The message gets to her before the picture. So she thinks you found a picture of Kenna on an NSFW subreddit and freaks the fuck out for a second. And then she gets the picture. And then like 10 minutes go by. I said, look carefully. I wait for a while. And she's like, oh my God. Chester Sheena.
Yeah. I'm ready. I feel kind of spent, honestly. I've been holding onto that for like days. It's been tough for me to not tell anybody that. Very few select people know that story.
Me, Nikki, your mom, and Matt.
Yeah. I should show my mom. I think she'd be like, "What's on her dress?" Pretty sure.
They were serving really gross gravy
just a little lard. I don't know. But you be the judge of whether you can view that at work or not. Mm-hmm, there's no titties out or anything.
No. It just looked like she's had an unfortunate spill.
Yeah.
But she's strangely happy about it because the first half of her smiling face is in it. So. All right. Dave, do you hear that?
I do hear that. It's the train that's just full. There's two trains. There's two trains on the track. There's one that's full of clothes, and then there's one that's full of
yep.
Gushy stuff.
Like the peanut butter and chocolate train just left. So yeah. Now we have the clothes and cum train. Yeah. You got cum on my clothes. You got clothes in my cum.
I do hear that train. It's coming down the tracks, which of course ushers in a segment that we like to call here on this show, Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Like Tyler said, we're talking about Chester Cheetah.
I found myself. I didn't know you were going to frame it like that. It's pretty good. To make my brother happy. It's pretty good.
Too cool. Too fool. Believe it or not, this is a pretty short entry.
No.
So
what?
Let me read this. And also, I've broken Tadpog rule. It's Chester Cheetah colon too cool to fool. Mm. Chester Cheetah colon too cool to fool, guys, is a 1992 video game that starred Cheetos mascot Chester Cheetah, only released in North America. The game is composed of simple side-scrolling platform levels. On each level, there is a hidden, in quotations, scooter part. Oh, wow. This is not edited well at all. Okay. On each level, there's a hidden scooter part, period. Lowercase, in-game, Chester can dash and stun many enemies by jumping on their heads.
Yeah, shit.
Check this out. I didn't read the instruction manual. But apparently, the instruction manual contains a popular English that is recognized by many gamers. I am not included in that group. And here it is, quote, "As is Chester Cheetah way, is one person play." That's it. The English spawned due to bad translations and an intent to rhyme in a verse form similar to, you'll have to help me because you're much more theater person than I am, Dr. Seuss's Anapestic Tetrameter. Okay, Tyler's shaking his head, so no one knows. Curiously, I love this. I love that this game took after Yo Noid. No actual mention of the Cheetos snack food is ever made during the course of the game.
Yeah, you see them.
You do see them.
Yeah. It's a discontinued kind of Cheeto.
Pause.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pause. The worst Cheetos ever, in my opinion.
Man, I hate all Cheetos.
All of them.
It's like this saying, I don't know what happened in my past. But at something at some point, sort of the way I felt uncomfortable on chocolate pudding for a long time,
yeah.
I feel that way about...
Because of that guy, right?
Yeah, I feel that way about Cheetos. I think because I'd never had a Cheeto until like middle school.
Really?
Yeah, my parents just didn't buy them. I don't think they're good either. Like, I can't like eat a sandwich and have some Cheetos.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like eating just like... chips by themselves. I like eating them like with something else, so I can't just like eat Cheetos. So it's like it's not a very conveniently placed food for me.
Boy, am I glad I found myself on that subreddit, because my other go-to was just to bring a shitload of Cheetos in here.
Yep, you've been eating a lot of Cheetos. Because I feel like the kid from church that used to freak me out, I think I watched him like eat Cheetos in a super gross way. So I think that's what scarred me.
How was that?
Just like
he would make me put them on my dick.
Just like the oranges. I'm surprised I don't hate mashed potatoes, because watching him eat mashed potatoes was. But I think I remember seeing him like have the dust everywhere and him cramming fistfuls of it in his face.
Yeah,
like I think
no, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. man, Cheetos aren't that great. I'm with you. Cheetos aren't that great. Nikki likes Cheetos more than I do, and occasionally she'll get a bag. And Cheetos is not one, like, I'm different than you. I can, like, totally get, like, a bag of baked Lays and just, like, set them down, Josh Nant style, be like, this is my lunch.
Yeah. Barbecue baked Lays is the only chip I can do that with, yeah.
And, man, like, my digestive system had to get used to that, because the first time I did that, it was like, okay, buckle up. But Cheetos, I can't do that with. Like, I can, here's my deal with Cheetos. Put, like, five of them on a plate with a sandwich, and it's like, by the time I eat the fifth one, it's like, all right, I'm good on that.
And it doesn't even, like, I feel like nothing looks more sad than, like, a bologna sandwich on a paper plate with a few Cheetos. And I've seen it many times, and it is still just like, man.
America.
Like, I may as well be putting ice cubes on bread and be like, gotta wait, waiting for payday. Just gotta make it.
I will say the Flaming Hot Cheetos. If you're going to try any Cheetos, it should be those. Because those are actually pretty spicy.
Yeah.
And Taco John's had this burrito that I enjoyed called the Flaming Hot Burrito. I'm sorry, the Flaming Hot Cheetos Burrito, where it was just a burrito with a bunch of those things just crammed in there. And then they folded it up. That was actually surprisingly good.
Because how many they've had, like the Cheetos Puffs, the Cheetos Paws, the Cheetos, like, sticks is what they normally are.
The crunchy, yeah, crunchy Cheetos, right?
Yeah.
Just the kind that looks like, yeah, twigs.
Yeah.
Orange twigs.
I don't even know how to describe them.
How should we market these? I don't know. Orange twigs? All right.
I mean, Doritos got the patent on triangles. What are we going to do? Ridgy sticks.
Ridgy sticks. Who should our mascot be? Reggie the Stick.
Oh, man. But, okay, starting out this game, as soon as I sat down, because ironically, I just read a thing about Toe Jam and Earl that their original name...
I like that.
Their original name was Flow Jam and Whirl.
Flow Jam and Whirl?
Because they were like rappers. But the translator misheard it and programmed the name as Toe Jam and Earl. And it was too late. By the time he presented it to the people... He'd already programmed this whole game as Toe Jam and Earl. And they were like, well, we like it, so it works out. Just go ahead and send it on.
All right.
So, because I was like, man, there's probably not a game that's more 90s than Toe Jam and Earl.
I never played it, but I've seen it. So I feel like it's difficult for me to comment on.
I feel like this game is like screamingly 90s. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Because it's just like, and I had forgotten that, like, because we've played 100 plus Super Nintendo games for this podcast.
Yeah.
And there are 700 plus games for the Super Nintendo.
Right. So mark another one off our list.
Yeah. It has. I guess this is our return to the Super Nintendo list. We haven't done one since we stopped the list.
Have we really not?
We really haven't.
Oh, wow. That's bizarre.
So, yeah. So, okay. Triumphant return.
Yeah. Chester Cheetah.
Yeah. But this game is just like, it made me remember that there are so many bad, slow, poorly designed platformers for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
So many where you have like a big character on these colorful yet shitty backgrounds and you just move so slow. Like this, Wayne's World is also in that category. I played, Ryan, have you played this game? We have a little called Prehistoric Man, the Joe and Mac ripoff.
Yeah.
has more in common with this than Joe and Mac. The Ren and Stimpy games.
Oh yeah,
are in this. Rocko's Modern Life fits this.
I'm glad you said Rocko's Modern Life because you talked about the color in this game. Mm-hmm. Like what it reminded me of. As soon as I like turned it on, I was like, "Holy shit! This is like if Rocko's Modern Life and Duckman fucked and had a horrible child. Like that's what the color palette looks like."
Yeah. I guess certain parts of Bart's Nightmare also fit in this. But, like, this game, it looks like, what program do you have to make a game? I don't know. I got this MS Paint just sitting around. All right, good. Just make it all in paint. Use clip art, use whatever, and just put Chester Cheetah in it. All right, I can do that.
I do think that I did like Chester's animations in this game, and that's not a joke. I did like his animations because it's like when he jumps, his fur kind of like goes in whatever direction he's jumping. I thought that was nice, but yes, on the whole, the art was not, is not great. It's not great art.
Because he's designed fine. It's just everything else is...
The background's really bad.
And the enemies, I feel like, are bad. Like, some of them look okay. Like, the hedgehog looks okay, but, like, I don't know. There's some that just look... The monkeys.
The birds. The birds look like they're done in paint. I'm glad you brought up paint, because, like, when I saw the birds, I was like, man, this looks like a paint bird. Straight up looks like a paint bird.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, one, I guess they wanted him to, like, Chester Cheetah. Let's make him like he's made of Cheetos. That's the most logical thing. He's made of Cheetos. So what ruins a Cheeto like immediately?
Water.
So like that's one thing that frustrates me. Like the first stage wasn't too bad, except there's this one part where you have to jump across a wide river and bounce on fish that have no rhythmic timing to them whatsoever. Right.
And I died so many times on that part.
So many times.
Like I almost rage quit the game on the first level. Because of those fucking fish.
It's awful. It's awful. And like, if you land in the water, as soon as you touch the water, he crumbles to dust. And then you draw another Chester Cheetah will drop down. But the thing is, like, you have frames of invincibility. You do not have frames of invincibility when it comes to water.
Right.
So if you fall, if you don't move quick enough, the second his toe touches the water, you die again instantly.
Right.
No invisibility, no like trying to jump over the fish quickly or run across it. Nope. Instant death again.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's like, it's one of those platformers where not only does it feel floaty, because it's just like, this is the definition of a floaty platformer. It's so slow, and it's impossible to time your jumps because it's so slow. Mm-hmm. And Chester has like no weight in this game. And that part's really rough because you also don't really know what's going to kill you. Like it's tough to tell. Okay, you can see the water, but you're not sure like what part of the water is not safe and like what part of the edge of the land you can land on. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's like it's this really like confusing area where it's like, I guess I just jump and hope that wherever I land won't kill me.
Yep. The hitboxes are strange. I feel on the first level, like there's this guy who has a steamroller.
Yeah.
And you can't jump.
There's a dog.
A dog and a steamroller. And you can't jump over him. You don't jump that well. So you hit this strange angle. You have to hit it just right, and it knocks the steamroller back like a little bit. And you do it again, knock it back a little bit. But if you're off from this, like, it's the equivalent of trying to hit like a 90-degree angle in Mario 3 to get your star card.
Yeah.
But like if you don't hit it just right, you it'll get hit you. And you're flattened. Yeah, it doesn't make... I mean, I could get if you would jump over it and try to jump on the steamroller guy.
Yeah.
And then the boss in this level also doesn't make any sense to me.
The giant four-legged spider robot.
Controlled by a dog.
Yeah.
And like you can't get to him. You can't hurt him. You just have to like stand there until he goes away.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. And you don't have any direction that like you're not supposed to fight this boss.
Yeah. Like I tried jumping on him, like you can't clear his legs. You can't get to like jump. I thought maybe like you'd have to go under the legs and go up behind him and jump when he like, because he dips down at one point.
Right.
But you still can't get there. You basically just have to like just sort of stand there until he goes away.
I went in between his legs and I ducked when he bounced the giant spider robot down.
Yeah.
And then like he does eventually go away.
Really? Yeah, he eventually just goes away. Like I was saying there, I was like, I don't know what to do. And then he just jumped back up and vanished.
I love that. I wish I'd have just waited.
I was like, okay, all right. I guess that's what you're supposed to do. This was the boss.
We didn't mention this. This game takes place in a zoo. Mm-hmm. You're Chester.
Oh, it's in a zoo. I didn't know that.
Yeah. See, okay. Here, can I bring back an old segment? Called Tadpog Theater.
Okay. Yeah.
you know Chester, right? You've seen commercials with Chester Cheetah in it. You know, he's a very smooth jungle cat.
Mm-hmm. Modern iteration though is very different from this iteration.
I haven't seen modern. Well, how is modern? Is he like Gilbert Godfrey?
He looks
Godfrey?
More like a puppet and
really?
And he's more like, I don't know how to describe it, cuz he's more like making dark observations about people eating Cheetos.
Like he's self-aware or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how the game starts. Chester Cheetah here. I'm Righteous Kitty from the heart of Hip City. But right now, I'm being held against my will in Four Corners Zoo, like Squaresville. I just don't dig this bogus gig. So that's the story. that's the story you get.
What are kids nowadays like? Cheetos and like slang from 30 years ago.
And then like at the start of each stage, you get this little bit of copy too. And I love, can I do a part two? Do you mind? I would love to read the copy here for stage two. The name of that stage is Monkey Pits. Like, congrats. After that awesome showing, you best keep right on going. Let's give Mean Eugene fits and ditch him in the monkey pits. Swing from vine to vine and grab the sunglasses this. And it ends. It ends. There's no more copy. Just that's it. We just stopped writing mid-sentence.
Man, this game is such a piece of shit.
They just gave up. They just gave up.
Oh, man. Like, this is such a contender for one of the worst games I've ever played.
It's pretty bad.
Man, I think it's so bad.
I mean, it's no Super Turrican 2, but it is pretty bad. Right off the bat, I went to options, gave myself 5 credits. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know if you did the same thing or not. That's pretty much any time I play a game like this. Let's check options first and see if I can give myself unlimited credits and set it to easy mode.
No, I had to get a different version of this game, you know, to play. And the version that I got of it came pre-installed with, would you like infinite health? Yes or no? Yep. Like, so whoever translated this is like, this sucks. Let's just go ahead and get this out of the way first.
You and that damn game genie.
Yeah, John. So dependent on it. It was part of the game. Oh, man, it made John so uncomfortable talking about that.
There are power-ups in this game. And I think that is, the power-ups are what make this game the most 90s game ever, because like, here are the power-ups. Like a pair of sunglasses. Mm-hmm. A pair of sunglasses, I assume Ray-Bans. I assume, and they function just like the shades and they live. Except for instead of seeing aliens when you put them on, you see meaningless coins and Cheetos brand paws.
Is this like, oh, I can't remember his name. Is Chester Cheetah supposed to be like Maynard, what's his name?
Maynard T. Krebs?
Maynard T. Krebs from Dobie Gillis. Is he like a beatnik?
He's like a beatnik, kind of ish. But it's weird because it's like they put a twist on him. They put a good old-fashioned redneck twist on Chester Cheetah.
Now, take like a young Gilligan.
They're like, let's look, what's our demographic here? I don't know. Beatniks and people from the South? Yeah.
Who eats Cheetos? We have to get together with Mountain Dew and make a video game.
Get Toby on the phone.
God, I hate Cheetos. And I hate this game.
Okay, so sunglasses. Sunglasses. That just let you see Cheetos brand food. Okay, and then there is another power-up, which is the electric guitar. And it's not, it's a very 90s guitar because it's purple and it's a flying V. And it is somehow more useless than the sunglasses that let you see Cheetos brand food. Uh-huh. It makes you invincible. But you lose complete control of your character because Chester goes into an uncontrollable guitar solo.
Yep. And like when I was reading stuff about this game, like supposedly they wanted to make it look like Willie Nelson playing the guitar.
What? They failed. And what a weird choice. What? Why? I don't know. This game is dumb.
It's so,
so
dumb.
Many bad decisions.
It's so dumb.
So, I mean, you get this cool invincibility power that is just completely worthless because inevitably you pick it up and you're invincible while you do this badass Willie Nelson jam when no enemies are around.
Yeah, and you can't, like, you can't move, like, I'm going to use the guitar now before I make a hit. No.
No, it's whenever you pick it up.
As soon as he sees it, he picks it up and he shreds until it just dissolves from reality.
Okay, third 90s power up, white high top Reeboks.
It's too bad he couldn't like pump them up, but.
And these are like, I didn't know how to use these. The first time I got them, I was like, oh, great, I got some shoes. I don't feel like I'm moving any faster at all. Mm-hmm. You have to hold down a button in order to activate them.
Yeah, do his dash.
And now the game goes from excruciatingly slow to absolutely uncontrollable.
Yeah, it's, oh man. Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
It's like one end of the spectrum to the other.
But on the second level, like, you have to have the shoes to complete the level to jump from rope to rope or vine to vine.
Yeah.
Because, like, I couldn't beat the second level because I didn't know that.
Hey, dude, this game has some of the worst vine swinging mechanics in the history.
Oh my God.
In the history of video games. Because I totally got those white high tops and was like, fuck it. I guess I'm just going to make the longest fucking jumps I can because it's impossible to swing from these vines.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Like, there are red vines. If it's a candy thing, I don't know. But, like, it's like he's a fat kid that likes the way the gym rope feels on his dick. Because, like, you climb up a rope one pixel at a time excruciatingly slowly if you fall off, like, whatever level, part of the level you're supposed to be on. So it takes forever to get up at the top. And then they're what look like ropes as opposed to vines. But as soon as you jump on it, Chester goes vertical and flings
himself.
For like a second. Yeah.
Like, there's no swing. There's like really no swinging animation.
No.
It's just, you're exactly right. He like just goes like 90 degrees in a direction. And then it's just like someone flicked him off the vine.
It's like a Bling. Mass Effect singularity. That just wow.
Okay. And the last item, the last 90s power up in this game is a fluorescent orange skateboard.
Oh, I didn't get that. Fuck.
Which its purpose is, you get it, it does absolutely nothing. You don't ride it. Nothing happens until the end of the stage where it takes you to a bonus level where you ride a skateboard and pick up coins. Meanwhile, in the background, the same Cheetos brand billboard scrolls by. Like once every 2 seconds.
Oh my God.
And it's not only that, it's like shitty advertising too, because it's like you would have to know what a bag of Cheetos looks like to know that it's a billboard for Cheetos, because it doesn't say Cheetos. It's just a fucking rectangle with like in the shape, like the colors of a Cheetos bag. Like you have to like make that, you have to like guess. That's probably a Cheetos bag.
Who makes Cheetos?
That's a great question. Well, Chester Cheetah, of Chester course.
Whatever brand, like somebody, like whoever the CEO is, their kid had to be like, can we make a video game for Cheetos? Sure, son. And he calls up somebody and is like, hey, here's $500. Make a video game about Cheetos.
Well, like, here's the thing. Like, this game came out on the Genesis. And also, this is not the only Cheetos video game. What? Wait a minute. Just take all the money that you spent making multiple Cheetos games and like make one decent Cheetos game.
I started watching a long play of this on YouTube. Got bored very quickly. Decided to scroll through and look at the comments, which are pretty funny. It's pretty funny because there are a few people saying, man, what a shitty game. Man, this is such a shitty game. And then all the other comments are people telling those people to fuck off. This is an amazing game. I used to rent it when I was little. It's fucking amazing. Fuck you.
Okay. Okay, look. Here's my thought on this. This is a bad game. This is a bad, dumb game. But as a kid, if I rented this game, I'd probably be okay with it.
Yeah.
And that is just a reflection of me having poor taste as a child.
Kids are dumb.
If I owned this game, however, then I would be frustrated because it's I would learn that it's a bad game, right? Yeah. When I'm exposed to it for longer than 2 days, much like radiation, I'd be like, "Oh well, fuck! I done goofed. I got a bad game. I have to trade this with somebody for Donkey Kong Country."
How much was this, Mom? $60. $60
for a poorly crafted advertisement.
And this is my birthday and Christmas. Great. I guess I'll wait for Easter.
For the next Cheetos game.
You saw me eating a bag of Cheetos once. That's why you bought it for me. Thank you.
There is this goes hand in hand with you talking about the water and not really knowing when the fish are going to pop out or if you could even jump on the fish. There's a level in the game called Alley where there's alligators. Okay, and their bodies are out of the water, and their mouths are open, but you're supposed to jump on them.
Yeah,
you're supposed to jump on the alligators with their mouths open. They don't hurt you. They're just platforms. So at any given time in this game, you have no idea what's going to kill you and what's not going to kill you.
Yeah,
just take your common sense, just ball it up, just crumple it up, and just fucking throw it. Somewhere. It doesn't matter where.
Oh, okay. I just randomly thought about this. Because you said crocodile, so it made me think of something.
I tried to say alligator 3 times and fucked it up twice.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to say something about Gatorade. So there was another product placement. The alligatorade. But on the mobile game that I have that shall not be named.
Right.
Hence we lose Peter Panda's support.
Yes. KK's fashion show.
And it has been advertising a new app constantly called Wishbone.
And like the dog? Like the library dog?
Uh-huh. Just like that. And it'll show a picture of like the two leads from the Hunger Games movies. And I get this ad more than I do anything else. Okay. And I was like, okay, ad, you got me. What is this app? And
like they confused you into getting the game.
Yeah, it's like I want to know what this is now. Is it some kind of like boy choosing sim? God, I'm in.
I hate that worked.
It's free. So
No. I get that. And this is nothing against you at all. I just hate that advertising. Like I know it works. Just like I know it works.
Bombard people
until
they're like, okay. Like,
here's random things. You don't know what it is, but I bet you want to find out.
Which I'm actually relatively pleased because it's just like, do you like, which would you like better, this or this? And it's just like 50 questions. You get them like twice a day.
It's polling, essentially.
Yeah, it's just polling.
Like the Wii did that, remember?
Yeah, Everybody Votes channel.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah. So I like this app, even though it is clearly geared to like 13-year-old girls.
Like by the questions or?
Well, one, because it's on KK's fashion show.
Uh-huh.
And then two, like, I don't know who so many of these celebrities are.
Really?
It makes me feel so old because it's like, who do you like more, Allie or Celeste? And it's just like, it's clearly two girls on like a Disney show. Mm. And I'm like, I don't know.
Shit, this isn't Jeff Goldblum or Will Smith.
Like,
I don't know.
Okay, I guess this one. All right. And then it's like two members of One Direction. Which one do you like better? All right. And then like sometimes it'll ask you like your food preferences, vacations. I like all those.
I got
but
this.
There are so many like this or this celebrities from Disney or Nickelodeon or bands that I just do not know. And like the more popular ones, I'll recognize, but man, I have no clue all who's
you're not
so
staying.
Many
you're not staying
are.
Abreast of all the hot Disney shows, Tyler.
I cut my cords. I'm just lost. So let's just like Like Zach and Cody is Sweet Life. I know that. I know Corey in the House. That's a DS game.
I know that those are. I knew that one of those is a show.
Mm-hmm.
Corey in the House.
It's like a. He's like the president's son in the White House.
No.
Everyone always puts up like where you can find a copy of his DS game for like 25 cents on these bargain bins. Some people on our game collector are like, look what I found. Got this rare treasure today, Corey in the House.
I love it. You have it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, you got to get it. Let's play
if
it.
If I find it in the wild, I will buy it.
Let's play it for the show. Okay, so back to, I know we don't really want to talk about Too Cool to Fool, which has nothing, the title has nothing to do with anything in the game. Like, a better title
I'm sorry. I brought up that Wishbone app to lead to my other point was, and I started talking about that. Okay, well, the only bad thing about Wishbone is it has 30-second unskippable ads.
The only bad thing about
Wishbone. The worst thing is 30-second unskippable ads, and one of them...
You haven't uninstalled this thing yet?
I like the polling.
You have to watch 30-second ads?
Yeah, yeah.
What are the ads for?
Well, one of them, I was like, fuck, is this real? Because, okay, the current controversy about that dentist who went on safari in Africa and killed, like, a famous lion.
Right.
Like,
what was it, Cecil or something? Cecil the Lion or something like that?
Yeah, so he just, like, paid $60,000, went over there and just shot, you know, a lion.
Right.
And then...
Well, not just that.
But, yeah, had his picture holding up this lion. Right. You know, it's kind of like... It's not, like... I mean, hunting like a deer, I get. But, like, going over there and killing a lion, okay, all right. I don't, you know... That is part of my bleeding heart liberalism, I guess, but...
Well, I mean, look...
I don't like it.
Like, okay, clearly we're on this now. I think it's fine to shoot a lion if that motherfucker's about to bite you.
Yes, okay, yes.
But, like, luring a lion out of, like, the reserve and then...
Yeah.
And then shooting it.
You're 100 feet away with a high-powered rifle in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shooting it, not killing it, and then, like, just following it around until it dies.
But I saw the ad... for Deer Hunter 2014.
Oh my God.
And it is like, all right, the shooting is akin to something out of Bulletstorm. Because, like, you see he's got a rifle and he fires it, and you can, like, bullet time to go into the bullet and see the bullet, like, but it's not like I've not seen a single deer. There are no deer. You're on a safari in Africa. So it's like,
it's not deer hunting.
You're
at all.
Blowing the heads off of giraffes and shit, like, hippopotamus, giraffe, lion. And it's just like, I was like, is this fucking real? Okay. Why am I going bullet time to fucking explode a giraffe on Deer Hunter 2014?
Well, here, I'm going to play devil's advocate, okay? I'm with you. I think that's a little weird.
They got to reinvent their brand? Like, you know, that's what I keep killing deer in Deer Hunter.
But I'm going to play devil's advocate. You don't think that way when you shoot another human in a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is that.
Well, I guess if it's like a human that doesn't need to be shot?
Yeah.
Like, why are you hunting giraffe?
Hey, maybe that giraffe is evil, like the human that's holding the gun is shooting at you.
But, like, usually in games, like, it's a zombie, or it's a Nazi, or, you know, it's not like you're going through downtown Paducah and just like, there's a baby in a stroller, bullet time! You know?
No, I do know. That's what I was saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Those long neck bastards. We gotta fucking kill them. Okay.
Do you think the makers of the game think that giraffes are deer? That's what
maybe. Or they're African deer. They're mutated African deer, the giraffe.
We have to perpetuate this dying brand somehow, which I don't even know if it's dying. It's probably thriving. Clearly, if there's a deer hunter 2014. Maybe it's dead.
But, like, okay, so if they go from, like, hunting deer in the south in the woods to now they're on safari, God, I hope it comes full circle and they're in space and it becomes Chex Quest. So I'm fine with.
That's how we get the Chex Quest remake.
You have any achievements for this game, Dave?
I do.
But you also had a point.
I do, but I do want to.
I got two other points.
I do want to mention something before we get to achievements. Okay. So, like Wikipedia said, Chester's trying to build a quote-unquote scooter. It's not a scooter. Wikipedia is fucking wrong. It's a motorcycle.
It's a motorcycle, yeah.
It's a cruiser that, by the way, when I was taking that motorcycle safety course, I was reminded of that safety course playing this game because of this motorcycle. One of the things they ask you is they ask everybody, what's your dream motorcycle? Man, I wish I had played this game beforehand because I could have said, I don't know, man, like a purple cheetah print street cruiser. I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Throw it into both that class, be like, hell yeah. My bitch loves cheetah print. Made that shit purple, man. That's a pussy machine.
So, okay.
Call me federal pussy inspector. You hiring? You hiring a federal, you hiring a pussy inspector with that purple?
You're not far off. You're not far off. Okay, so you're building this motorcycle, and it's kind of a surprise that you're building it. Because nowhere up to this point have I been told that you're building a motorcycle.
Yeah, like in level one, like you happen to go in the sewer system and find some wheels.
I didn't know what they were. It was just like purple shapes. I just found purple shapes in the sewer, and then like I pick them up, and then all of a sudden it says exit. The screen just says
get the
exit.
Fuck out.
So I exit, and then I'm presented with a line drawing of a motorcycle. And then the wheels are colored in. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay. I guess I'm building a motorcycle to maybe drive out of the zoo, I guess. I guess I'm going to drive out of the zoo.
It's a weird Iron Man type situation where Chester Cheetah has to, I'm going to have to build my own way of exit. It's got to be a motorcycle made out of parts in the zoo.
Meanwhile, I want to mention this. During the course of the game, you're riding a jet ski, a mine cart, and in the last stage, you're piloting a giant butterfly. None of these things can help you get out of the zoo.
One of these things is not like the others.
You're piloting a giant butterfly while the zookeeper and his dog are in a military-grade helicopter firing missiles at you.
Man, this, what kind of, I mean, I guess Princess Mononoke stole some shit from Chester Cheetah.
Well, you know, like the cheetah god.
Or Avatar. Avatar stole shit from God.
So to defeat the helicopter.
Moving and grooving, need my nature spirit, Avatar, the butterfly.
To beat the helicopter, you have to trick birds to throw grenades at it.
You have to trick birds.
Yeah.
The birds are like, man, I worked really hard. I've also been playing the bird version of this game for these grenades.
Yeah, you got to trick the birds. You got to trick the birds. And then what happens?
If I hadn't played it, I would think this is another April Fool's episode.
And then the game ends with a still drawing of Chester Cheetah driving that motorcycle down the highway with a sign pointing to Hipsville. And there's a line of text that says something along the lines of, well, thanks for getting me to ... Hipsville, the sequel.
Fuck.
Yep.
This is the only one for Super Nintendo though, right?
I think so. I think it's the only one for Super Nintendo. There is, I believe, The Wild Wild Quest, I think, is the Cheetos game for Genesis. If you'd like to continue our journey, our Chester's journey.
We have to.
Yeah.
Damn it, we have to.
All right. Okay, I'm down. We can do it.
Yep.
I'm down.
Maybe Genesis can do what Nintendo don't.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. No, my son owns a daddy on a Genesis. Put everything in the Genesis version. Well, I got to make a Super Nintendo version. Just slap something together and paint. It's fine. Hopefully. My fingers.
Kids like cowboys, right? Yeah, I guess. Cowboys and beatniks.
Nothing goes together like a beatnik cheetah in the Old West. Pretty sure that was an episode of Deadwood. Pretty sure. where Al Swearingen kills the beatnik cheetah for stealing his whiskey.
Was that the Dobie Gillis Deadwood crossover episode?
Yep. Yep. Oh, man.
Achievements? We talked about achievements.
Yep.
Would you like to go first? I have one, but...
I think the only one I have is lots of calories, and you get all the Cheetos in one level.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
So the worst Cheetos, the Cheetos brand Paws. I didn't get to even talk about Paws. Have you ever had them?
Nope. I know they're a thing, but I've never had them.
I think they're discontinued, which is a really good thing, because I remember the marketing worked on me as a child, because I saw a commercial for these Cheetos brand Paws, and I asked my mom if I could have them so that I could have them in my lunch, because she would pack my lunch. I didn't do school lunch for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she really didn't want to, but I finally, after like just like convincing.
Your mom is like, I do not want to do this, David.
Yeah, she didn't. And I don't blame her. Like, I mean, they're fucking orange. They're like the worst. They're like the worst Cheetos possible. It's like, why don't you just eat regular Cheetos? Why do they have to be shaped like a fucking paw? Like, but she came around, and after like a week of convincing, she bought a bag of Paws. And I remember being super excited, going to school. I had my sandwich. I had my little sandwich bag full of Cheetos Paws, sitting down, set everything up, open the bag, grab a Cheetos paw out. Exclaim to everybody, make sure that everybody at the table sees that I've got Cheetos paws put into my mouth, crunching down, and be like, well, this is awful. Because it felt like it might have been, you know how like when you got cardboard in a warehouse and it gets wet and compressed and then it dries?
Yeah.
Like it felt like that. Like it, like that was the mouth feel. That was the texture. It was just coated with the Cheetos dust.
Ooh. Ooh.
So there wasn't really a crunch so much to it as just like this.
A mash.
Yeah, this it's just like the feeling of it collapsing under your teeth.
Ooh, I know it. Like, yeah, I can envision it. Yeah. Ugh. Gross.
So I do have an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the fuck I was going with that. Sorry.
It's a good story. It's a good story.
Yeah, great story, bro. But I do have an achievement that I like to call My Rhymes Are Bottomless. And in order to unlock My Rhymes Are Bottomless, you need to... Okay, I got to set this up. I talked about Alligator Alley or Crocodile Mile, whichever way you want it. In this particular stage, there is a hippopotamus who has white shades on, and he's got a clock around his neck, and he's got a flat top. And he's got his arms up like he's raising the roof. So he's got his arms up like he's raising the roof. And what you got to do is you got to jump on him. And when you do, he starts carrying you across the level. You just start sidestepping across the level through the water. And along the way, there's one of Willie Nelson's guitars. So in order to unlock My Rhymes Are Bottomless, you got to play a guitar solo while riding the hippopotamus across Alligator Alley.
It's a good sentence.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because when I wrote that, I thought of the old George Carlin bit where it's like, I guarantee you this is the first time in the history of everything that sentence has been written.
Oh, fuck. Game is so bad.
It's dumb. You nailed it when you said this very well could be an April Fool's Day episode.
Yeah, nothing makes sense.
It's that dumb.
Oh my god.
It's like they played the I Can't Wait to Be King level of The Lion King and decided, you know what? Let's make this a full game.
This is too fun.
Yeah. Can we make something that looks kind of like this, but it's awful? And instead of a lion cub, it's like the beatnik redneck cheetah that we've all grown to love.
It's a springy snake with sunglasses. It's also wearing sunglasses.
Man, the sheer number of sunglasses in this game, staggering.
It's so bright.
It's more a commercial for sunglasses than it is a commercial for Cheetos. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had fun talking about this game that yep. I beat and can never take back. Hey, that's a sad moment. I got to tell you this. It's a sad moment when I reach a point in a game like this where it's like, I guess I just better see it through. I'm this far into it. I have to finish it. So I've had fun talking about it. But before we close things out,
Can I interrupt you with another aside that you just reminded me of?
Please tell me about Wishbone.
You have it. You saying that made me think of like things you don't want to tell Henry when he's older. So it's like, no, I spent hours of my life beating this Chester Cheetah game, which made me think about Friends. Whenever Chandler and Joey get free porn on their TV.
Yeah, that's a great episode.
And then
it's the one with free porn, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. And then Joey's like, I don't ever want to like talk to my kid and be like, him ask, did you ever turn off free porn? And I have to say yes. That'd be terrible. So Meg is in the Dominican Republic. She sent me a text message. She's like, found one thing about this place you'd like. There's a channel with free porn 24/7. And I'm like, it's not 1996. I have unlimited free porn. It's called Pornhub. It's right here. And I use it a lot. You've been gone for 5 days. I use it a lot.
I can see like maybe being like out of your regular environment and like you stumble upon free porn on television. Being like, oh my goodness, free porn. Because
I'm on vacation, but I'm doing this.
I've never been to the Dominican Republic, but
I imagine... Put your vagina away. I have free porn.
I imagine it's just Jurassic Park.
So Meg is very confused about what porn is.
So everything...
That's why she did not like Jurassic World at all.
I mean, Chris Pratt didn't take his dick out or nothing.
Man, those raptors are going to fuck him a lot.
Are we going to have to edit all that out?
No.
Okay, great. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
My friend, if you were to give this game a beard, what kind of beard would you give it?
So let's say a beard like Cheetos Paws. You're starving, and you just dive in, and you eat a ton of Cheetos Paws.
Ooh.
And like... The dust is all over your face and your mouth and mm-hmm. your hands, and then you find out you're severely allergic to Cheetos, and your face just like swells up. So it's your swollen, cutting off your air passages while being covered in Cheetos dust beard.
Death by Cheetos.
Yeah.
That's not a kind
it's
a, death.
It's a common thing in the South here. Death by Cheetos, Mountain Dew, and marshmallows. And
heart disease. you talking about that beard made me think about, man, as a kid, I hated being sticky. Like, I hated when I would eat candy or something and my hands would be sticky,
mm-hmm.
which when I was so scared that when you said, I knew where you were going with the Cheetos dust beard. I knew that you were. And I got this image of like eating a sucker and then getting that kid beard of just like sucker spit mm-hmm. and then like eating a handful of Cheetos and just having it just stuck on there.
Or like the Leva Bates adult thing where Leva wore candy necklaces a lot. So she often had like candy neck. Because she'd have it in her mouth, play like Dynasty Warriors, and then, you know, when she was done with that section, let it go. She just had like this multicolored thing around her neck.
I can't.
Do you know
what
former guest host has an extreme like aversion to ever being sticky?
I don't. My guess would be Ramon.
Ramon probably. I mean, Ramon probably doesn't like to be sticky. I don't know that he has like. A version that he's like, oh yeah. God, I can't deal with it. But who? Jacob York of Wolf Fighting fame.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yep. Well, now we can bond over that, mm-hmm. he and I.
Yep. Man, guess what? We're not Jacob. We're not sticky.
No matter what. Like, I imagine we're in like a situation where in like a Turkish prison or something, and it's like, hey man, at least we're not sticky. I mean, we're sticky inside, but at least
I'm fine with being sticky inside, as long as my hands aren't sticky.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game, I don't know, a pair of glasses maybe. What kind of glasses would you give it?
I have to give this glasses of like a monitor. Say you have hit a old-fashioned large monitor glass.
CRT
yeah. monitor glass with a mace.
A flimsy mace.
and the mace, instead of flying off harmlessly to the side, has hit you in the neck.
Oh, God.
And has spurted blood all over a slightly cracked monitor. That glass.
We've told that story on the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
It's a bad, dumb game.
It's not great. All right, now let's do a quiz on cheetahs. Tyler.
Okay. No. Sure.
Just kidding.
Fast.
Yeah. What is the fastest land animal? All right, we're done. That's all I know about fucking cheetahs. I thank you for letting me bring back Tadpog Theater. Do you mind if I bring something else back?
Please.
I'd like to bring back a segment that we like to call Where Are They Now? Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
By request of John Turley, who misses the Where Are We Now segment.
We haven't had one that we haven't. It's rare that we have a developer we haven't done any of their games by now.
So Tyler, the developer of Chester Cheetah, colon, Too Cool to Fool, is a company called Kaneko. So Tyler, what I'd like to know is, where do you think Kaneko is right now?
They were absorbed by Texas Instruments to make the same TI-83 calculator that still retails for $100 that they've been selling since the 90s that is required in every high school and college class?
You're close. Mm-hmm. You're close. They did, of course, collaborate with Cheetos to make the Cheetos brand calculator. It wasn't Texas Instruments, but that's pretty close. They are defunct. They are no longer.
You mean those two guys aren't employed anymore?
Kane and Co. No, they are unemployed. They published a number of games such as Airbuster, Shogun Warriors, DJ Boy, Gutson. That's in case anyone wants to look it up. It has a red link on Wikipedia, which means there's no fucking article on it. Gutson. It's GUTS N.
Yeah, that's what it's called when you go too deep.
And
I've been gutsin.
Man, it smells weird in here. Y'all been gutsin? I went out to get a Mountain Dew. I came back. It smells like y'all been gutsin in here. And of course, Tyler, they also published the Gals Panic series. Gals Panic.
Okay. All right. I'm interested in the Gals Panic series.
They earned a degree of notoriety for both DJ Boy for its reputedly racist plot and negative stereotyping.
Oh.
And the Gals Panic series, the games often bordering on softcore pornography.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we found two games that we're certainly going to play for this show.
Yep. After Adver Games, we'll do The Simpsons, and then we'll do the Kaneko series.
A callback to Cool Spot, which is an Adver game that we did not mention at the very beginning of the show.
Right. So this is five.
So if you were listening to the show and messaged me while you were listening and said you forgot Cool Spot, look at that. We didn't forget it. You just jumped the gun by an hour. a little callback to that. They were supposed to do Fido Dido or Fido Dido. We never figured out how to say that. They were supposed to do a game based on that European Doug. The Zima Doug.
I'm glad. So sorry that didn't pan out.
So, DJ Boy. DJ Boy and Gals Panic.
All right.
I want Nicole on for both of them.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We got segments on segments, man. I want to know. I got a question for you, Tyler. I want to know how much this game is on Amazon. How much do you think this game is on Amazon?
Oh, man.
Once again, Tyler, this is Chester Cheetah, too cool to fool.
$9.99.
$9.99. All right. Now, I gave you shit for trying to skip through this, but I don't have this pulled up. So let me just go to Gissimifacts, because I misspelled it, and type in Too Cool to Fool. Okay. All right. Okay. You said
$9.99.
Tyler, actual retail value of Chester Cheetah, Too Cool to Fool, used on Amazon at the time of this recording is $9.50. Yeah. So close.
Ooh, but I lost.
So close. Way too much money to pay for this game.
Yeah.
Way too much
the
money.
The difference in my guess and the cost, too much for this game.
You want to take a guess how much it is new?
$30.
$89.99.
Fuck.
For your brand new copy of Chester Cheetah, Too Cool to Fool.
Extreme collectors will pay that.
I wonder how much DJ Boy is.
We'll get to it.
I like to think that DJ Boy is actually a Full House game where DJ dated a black guy and the dad got really mad.
Or DJ from Roseanne. Either way.
I've been dreaming of a DJ crossover forever.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find this
Wait,
show.
I got a segment we got to do, Tyler. Sorry.
I got four quizzes.
It's called Guess Who Came on This Dress.
Is it a Cheeto, a Cheetah, an NSFW subreddit, or a racist game? Thanks for listening, everybody. From the show on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud. So you missed the next game. We're going to be talking about that NES gem.
DK.
Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah. Yeah. You said NES.
Oh, fuck. N64.
I wish we were playing Donkey Kong for NES.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. After this, yeah, me too. We love 5-star written reviews, you guys. It helps us out a lot. iTunes still Apple Music might have fucking just shit the bed, but iTunes,
yep.
Still the biggest marketplace. Still where people go to get their podcasts. So if you'll go, please.
You sound like iTunes. My granddad.
Appletoons.
Hey, why don't you pull up, you want to buy a song on Appletoons? I saw that on American Idol last night. They were doing all the Beatles songs. Pulled up on Appletoons.
How much is the Beatles on Appletoons? $99? I wouldn't blow a Beatle for $99. It helps us out a lot if you give us 5-star written reviews. So go there. Please give us one of those. We need it. Please. Please. Steal somebody's phone at a party and leave us one on theirs. It's awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you, Nate. So give you some incentive. Mm-hmm. If you leave a 5-star written review, if you write, if there's a game you want us to play or a guest host you want on an episode, whatever you put in there, we promise we will get to it eventually.
One more thing about Cheetos. Baked Cheetos, not too bad.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about some really weird Donkey Kong. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. Some really weird Donkey Kong. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes are. Go to tadpog.com, see a photograph of a woman with semen on her dress,
mm-hmm,
and me in the background holding a Diet Coke. I mean, where else are you going to find that? I mean, Reddit.
Was it your semen? We don't know that it wasn't. We don't know that you just didn't go dump a load in her lap and walk away drinking your Diet Coke like you're fleeing an explosion.
Dumpaloadinherlap.com actually forwards to tadpog.com. So does hotbonerdudes.com.
Up a load in her lap.
You can also find us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Hey, I guarantee you got something to say about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, that's the place to put it, on Facebook. Tyler will make an episode post and just post there. Just if you mention the me being in that photograph, don't tag me because my Grammy will see that.
Is that David next to that girl in the nice dress? looks like she stained it. I'll comment about how to get that out.
My Grammy's pretty smart. I think she'd be like, ooh, someone jizzed on that girl.
Oh, and David happens to be
here. Look at him. You know, he never was a wine drinker. Tyler, Jay, or Jay's doppelganger.
Cody.
He wrote something, and you posted it to Facebook recently, of his top PlayStation games.
Yep.
I haven't read it yet.
Like his top 25?
It was posted pretty much right before I came over here. So I'm going to go home, and I'm going to read that. That's also on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, check that out. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you put Tactics so low on that list. So low.
Oh,
so
I'm glad it's on there. So low. So is it 25?
Looks like 24.
He put it on there to appease you.
or to just make me John Sullivan out and be like, how could you not say it's a good game?
Somehow, Kirby's Dream Course for the SNES is number one. you can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome. I realize it's cucumbersome, some might say. Thank you for everybody who follows us on there, and especially thank you for everybody who retweets us, including our episode announcements, because that really helps spread the word, and it really makes me feel good when I see that, people enjoy the show enough to take the time out of their day to let other people know. You can call us if you want. I kind of thought we would take calls on this episode, but man,
I did too.
Just filled to the brim with
orange. Had shit to just get out of our systems.
This felt good. This is a cleansing episode. If you would like to call us and leave a voicemail, please feel free to do so at 270-883-2555. Try to keep it under 3 minutes. Ask us anything about snack foods. How about that? You can also text us if you want, but I guarantee y'all, I will fuck it up while I read it. Lastly, if you'd like to give us money for this quality entertainment that you've just consumed, you can do that. Some people are doing that. Some very generous people are doing that at patreon.com/tadpog. Any donation is appreciated. And thank you very, very much for the people who are doing that. That means a lot to us. Mm-hmm. It lets us register things like hotbonerdudes.com and dump it in.
Important things that, like, how could I best put my money to use?
Yeah.
The poor? No. We need to give it to these guys to buy boner-related domains. Our theme song is Moves by Sycamore Drive. A link to that track can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
Excellent. How would you like to close it out, Tyler? Like Chester?
Like Chester Cheetah, yeah.
Or Dobie Gillis? Or Maynard T. Krebs?
A little bit. I mean, Chester Cheetah is those guys put together, right? So,
okay.
So, like, we like Chester the Cheetah. So, until next time.
Tropical.
Hip Cat Capricorn.
Dobie! I did that thing at work on Friday where, like, I bought a Coke Zero from the machine, and I just, like, put the ridge at the bottom of the can. I just put it, like, on my eye socket. I did that for, like, 2 minutes and then switched eyes. Like, people are walking by my office. It looks like I'm looking through the tiniest telescope.
Just surveying my bland. Move along.
Lando!